Okay, welcome back everyone to another week of Ramban Ala Parsha. This week we begin a new Sefer Vayikra, and the plan for today is to do only two Rambans on the Parsha, two significant Rambans. One is the Ramban's introduction to Sefer Vayikra, where, as he does for other Sifrei Torah, he's going to try to come up with a theme that fits the entire Parsha. Then a Ramban on the meaning of Karbanos, a famous Ramban, Machlokas, Rambam, and Ramban on what the Karbanos are. And then if we have time, we're Zocha the Shabbos to read Parsha Zohar. There is an interesting part of a Ramban in Kisetze on Parsha Zohar, so if we have time, we'll do that as well. Okay, let's start with the Ramban's introduction to Sefer Vayikra. And here I just want to emphasize, as the Ramban did with Sefer Shmos, he really does his best to try to have a theme and try to include the entire Sefer, or as much of the Sefer as he can. So says the Ramban, HaSefer HaZehu Torat Kohanim Ulivim. Right, this is a book, as it's called in Chazal, Torat HaKohanim. It's talking about Kohanim and Leviim. Or there's another Girsa, Kohanim HaLeviim, as the Psukim sometimes describe Kohanim as also Leviim, since they come from Shevet Levi. Yiva'er bo inyanei ha-karbanot kulan u'mishmeret ha-mishkan. Right, the theme is going to be karbanos and mishmeret ha-mishkan and making sure that the mishkan properly operates. And that's going to be key in the Ramban. Ki ka'asher hayos sefer acher b'inyan ha-galut v'ha-ge'ula mimenu. The previous sefer, Sefer Shmos, was all about exile and redemption. V'hishlimo b'inyan o'el moed u'chvod Hashem asher moleh et ha-mishkan. And last week's parasha Pekudei ended with the Shechina being revealed in the Mishkan. After that, he says, Tzivahu b'karbanot u'bishmirat ha-mishkan sheyihiyu ha-karbanot kapara lahen v'lo yigrimu ha-avonot l'siluk ha-shechina. So obviously now we need a mechanism by which God will remain amongst us, and our sinning won't cause, God forbid, the Shechina to leave us. So, v'tziva b'kohanim ha-nigashim al Hashem she'id kadashu. He also has to command the kohanim to retain their holiness, to mekadesh themselves before the avoda. She'hisir al tumat mikdashu kadashav. So it's not just the karbanos, which, as we'll see, are vayikra and tzav, but it goes beyond that, because we want to protect the base. We want to protect the Mishkan. V'gam shelo yersu la'alot el Hashem kimo shamar daber al Aaron achicha v'al yavo b'chol eit el hakodesh mibeit laparochet al pnei hakaporet asher al Aaron v'lo yamut ki be'anan eroel hakaporet. Right? Only Aaron can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Only Kohanim can go into the Kodesh. Oh, there are limits. There are restrictions, very much like there were at Har Sinai. Right, as we've seen before, and we'll see again, the Ramban compares the Mishkan to Maimat Har Sinai, and so the rules are similar. Ka'az harad pen yehersu al Hashem lirot v'nafamim anurav, as the pasuk says with respect to Har Sinai, people have to remain in their designated areas. Va'achar kach yagbil ha-mishkan kahagbalat Har Sinai be'et hayot sham kvod Elokei Yisrael. Afterwards, I think here he means in Sefer Bamidbar, when the Torah tells us where the encampments are and where every Shevet has to be, he says, that's like at Har Sinai, where we were told where we could stand. Vihine, Rov HaSefer HaZeh B'Karbanot. Now, you could debate that, because Vayikra and Tzav is not Rov HaSefer, but he means thematically, most of the Sefer deals with Karbanot. B'Torat HaKarban HaMakrivim U'B'Makom Sheit Karev Bo. Right, what you bring and where you bring it. V'yavo bo k'tzat mitzvot nigrarot im eila. And then obviously, if you're talking about the theme of a whole sefer, so there'll be other mitzvos that are attached to, that are related to karbanot. Ki mitchilat tziva b'karbanot hanedava. Sefer, Parshas Vayikra, is all about voluntary karbanot, karbanot nidava. Associated with that is v'asar hachela v'hadam ba'avuram, and you need to know what parts you can bring on mizbech and what parts you can't. V'acharei kein siva b'karbonot hachet. That's Parshas Tzav. Obligatory karbonot to be mechaper for avonot that we do, and it's going to happen. V'nigrar achar ze lahazkir ha-ma'achalim ha-asurim ba'avur shehem tmeim, ashehem mitamim. Right? Then what's the transition from obligatory karbanot for forgiveness to foods that we can't eat? Foods that we can eat are described in the Torah as mitamei. So they're mitameos. So therefore, the Torah includes it in Vayikra. V'ha'ochel ho anogea bahem b'chol kodesh lo yiga v'ala mikdash lo yavo. Right? We don't really think of it at the time, but when the Torah tells us, if you eat this food, you can't come to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't come to the Mishkan. You're tamei. V'im nichnas sham bituma, and if, God forbid, you enter the Beis HaMikdash bituma, yiyech chayav karban olav yoreid shizkir kfar. You're going to have to bring a different karban. I think this is what the Ramban means by most of the Sefer dealing with karbanot, meaning not directly, but indirectly. V'hutzrach lahazkir Torat ha-mitzora u'mishpitei ha-yoledet v'hazav v'hazava l'chayev otam b'karban u'lahazhir od mitumatam kasher mar b'sofam. What does this have to do? Okay, that's Vayikra Tzav Shemini. What does it have to do with Tazria Mitzora? They're forms of Tumah. You're not allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash if you're a Mitzorah. You're not allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash if you're Zav. And you have to bring Karbanot to be Mitaher you. Okay, so it's part of the same theme. V'hizartem et b'nei Yisrael mitumatam v'lo yamutu b'tumatam b'tamam et mishkan yasher b'tocham. Right? It's not usur for a Jew to become Tamei. Absolutely not. It's problematic, and maybe it's also for a Kohen who has to work in the Mikdash to become Tamei, because then he can't. For the rest of us, and the Raman's going to point this out, Sefer Vayikra is not really addressed to the rest of us. It's addressed to the Kohanim and the Leviim, except for certain exceptions. V'nigrar achar zeh sheyazir al ha'arayot. So after Tazria Mitzorah, for some reason, he skips Achremos right now. No, he doesn't skip Achremos. He's saying in Achremos, one of the major themes of Achremos, apologies, is Arayot. He says the Arayot, ki mishkavam mitamei. They belong in the Sefer because the result of a prohibited relationship is Tuma. Va'avonam yikarei Tuma. The sin itself is described as Tamei. Goremet l'siluk ha'shchina v'legalut. And obviously it causes the Shechina to leave us and it causes exile, both of which relate to the theme. Va'od, ki ha-shogeg bahen mechuyav ha-chatat shehizkir kvar bo'am nefesh achat techata bishkaga. And also, people who sin this way have to bring karbanot to get kapara. Va'acharei kein hizkir mitzvat ha-shabbat u'moadei Hashem ba'avur ha-karban. Right? Shabbos has a special karban musaf. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all of special karbanot. That qualifies within the theme of the Sefer. Therefore, Parshat Emor is mostly about the special days and karbanot. Kumo shamar, Eile moadei Hashem Hashem yikroi, kodesh Hashem tukotam b'moadam. La'akrivi shel Hashem olam, right? It's all about karbanos. Obviously, Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar is more about karbanos. But says the Ramban, in terms of building a theme for Sefer Vayikra, it makes sense to include the Chagim described through their special karbanot. Verov parshiot ha-sefer hazeh yidaber bohanim ha-kohanim. Now, overwhelmingly, of course, it makes sense that Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Limor daber el ha-kohanim, emor el ha-kohanim, that's in our sefer. Daber el Aaron ve'el bonov lemor, tzavet Aaron ve'el bonov lemor. So what about Parshas Kedoshim? Parshas Kedoshim, u'b'parshas Kedoshim, k'tzas mitzvot libnei Yisrael, Ruban nigrorot im inyanei hakarbanot o bedomim lahem. Okay, says Rabbi, he's not really going to explain it, but Parshas Kedoshim, which starts with Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael, not just the Kohanim, he says it deals with the theme of the Sefer. Maybe as we go through the Parshios, we can return to this Ramban and see if it really holds up. Uvimukomam afaresh bezrato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we go through it, says the Ramban, I'll explain to you what each of the themes are doing in Sefer Vayikra. Now, interestingly, the Ramban leaves out from his description of the Sefer even a hint of Baharan Bechukotai. Right? This is probably because, he'll deal with it then, but it's probably because Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe l'mor daber b'nei Yisrael, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai l'mor. Right? It's out of place. Baharan Bechukotai was told to Moshe Rabbeinu not in the Mishkan, but earlier, still at Har Sinai. So why that is and what it's doing in Sefer Vayikra, we can deal with when we get there. But at least the theme of the Ramban is clear. The theme of the Ramban is Karbanot and issues relating to Karbanot. So issues relating to Tumah and Tara, which is what sinning is often called in the Torah. Eating treif is called being metame yourself, even though literally it's not. That's the theme of the Sefer, and that's the theme that the Ramban will point out as we go through the Sefer. Okay, that is the entirety of the Ramban's introduction to Sefer Vayikra. I hope it was clear what's going on and what we can expect as we go through the Sefer. Now, it's interesting, on the Pasuk in the first Perek in Vayikra, there's a famous Ramban which has his machlokas with the Rambam. The Pasuk says, V'kirbo achrav yurchatz b'mayim, v'hiktir ha-kohen et ha-kol ha-mizbecha ola ishei reach nichach l'adonai. Okay, it's a Pasuk about the Karban Ola. It's Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tet. My sense is the Ramban could have written this on any Pasuk. He chose this Pasuk to write about, but it's not so much about the Pasuk as about the theme. And the theme is one that I'm sure each and every one of us has thought of from time to time, which is, what's going on with Karbanot? What's the point of Karbanot? Right? There's such an important theme in the Torah. What is a Karban? What does it mean to bring a Karban? So the Ramban first is going to begin with the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. And it's interesting, the Ramban was not a big fan of the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. He was a big fan of the Rambam, but not the Mor Nevuchim. Yet, I think I've said this before, the Ramban did more to publicize the Mor Nevuchim than almost anyone else. Because almost every issue in the Mor Nevuchim that we know of, if you didn't learn the Mor, you got from the Ramban al HaTorah. Says the Ramban, Va'amar harav b'mor ha-nevuchim. Ki tam ha-karbanot ba'avur sheha-mitzrim v'ha-kastim asher hayu Yisrael garim v'toshavim ba'artzam me'olam hayu ovdim libakar v'latzon. Says the Rambam, the fact of the matter is, B'nai Yisrael grew up in Mitzrayim and with the kastim, both of whom worshipped animals. They worshipped the bakar and the tzon. Ki ha-mitzrim ovdim l'tla, Egyptians worshipped sheep, v'ha-kastim ovdim l'sheidim asheyiru lahem bidmut se'irim. And the kastim worshipped, you know, types of gods that appeared to them as se'irim, as goats, I suppose. V'anshei hodu, right, if you go to India, he says, adayom, lo yishchetu bakar la'olam. They would never shed yet, right, there are cows walking around the street. Ba'as, so says the Rambam, Ba'avur kein tziva lishchot eila hashlosha minim. So therefore, God commanded us to sacrifice these three species. L'shem hanichbad, to God Almighty. Kidei sheyivada ki hadavar shehem choshvim, ki hem b'tachlit ha'avera. That which the Mitzrim and the Kastim thought was the ultimate sin, killing an animal, hu asher yakrivu labore. That's exactly what we do to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubo yitkapru ha'avonot. And through sacrificing animals, we will achieve forgiveness. Ki kein yitra, now the Rambam makes an editorial comment. Ki kein yitrapu ha'emunot ha'ra'ot shehem madvei ha'nefesh. Because that's how, says the Rambam, when there's something wrong, when there's an idea that pervades society but it's wrong, you have to do the opposite. Or more specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to do the opposite so that people will stop thinking X, right? People will stop worshiping animals. How? When we decide to bring animals as our form of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people will know that animal worship is wrong. Ki kol madvei v'chol choli lo yitrapu, ki im behefchan. If you want to prove something wrong, you have to do the opposite. Hence, Karbanot. Okay, so the Rambam has a fascinating idea. It's a theme that you see many, many times in the Maor Nevuchim, and maybe it's one of the reasons people criticize the Maor Nevuchim. The Rambam thinks that many mitzvos exist to change the world's position or to change our position on various ideas, right? Lahotzi mi libam shel ovde avodah zarah. So therefore, we do the opposite of avodah zarah. And says the Ramban very harshly, Eile dvarav ubahem ha'erich vihineihem divrei havai. Says the Ramban, it's silly. It doesn't make any sense. The Ramban seems offended, really more offended than usual here. He says, Yirapu shever gadol v'kushel rabba al mikleh. The Rambam has some silly idea, and he's going to use it to answer the most fundamental questions in the Torah. The whole purpose of Karbonot are just to change the minds and just to change the attitudes of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ya'asu shulchan Hashem migoal, she'enenu rak lehotzi miliban shel rishaim v'tipshei olam. Right there, you would say the whole reason for Karbonos is simply to change the mind of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That doesn't make any sense, says the Rambam. He's offended by it. Va'akatuv amar ki heim lechem ishe l'reach michoach. Says the Ramban, the pasuk is clear. The Torah wants you to bring karbonos because they're lechem ishe reach michoach. They're an appeasing fragrance to God. God, there's something positive about karbonot. It's not just, says the Ramban, to try to convince people that there's no avodah zarah in the world. And the Ramban goes on to sort of beat on the Rambam, literally and figuratively. And we'll just pick up again a few lines later. He says, "Vihine Noach bitzeito min hateva im shloshet banav." Right? Noach came out of the teva with his three sons. Ein ba'olam kasti o mitzri. Right? Who's he trying to show is worshiping avodah zarah? There's no one else in the world. There's just them. There's no kastim. There's no mitzriim. Hikriv karban vayitav beinei Hashem. It's such a strong proof. Ramban says, how could the Ramban be right? When Noach was the only person in the world and there were no Ovdei Avodah Zarah, he brought a karban and God loved it. Va'amar bo, va'yarach Hashem et re'ach ha'nichoach. U'mimenu amar el libo lo osif od lekalelot adama bavur ha'adam. That's in the Pesukim in Noach. Obviously, there's something positive about it. Obviously, there's something that God loves about karbanos. Ve'hevel hevi gam hu mibcharot sonom mechel v'hen v'yish Hashem el hevel min chato. Right? Adam's own children, before there's Avodah Zarah in the world, God loved the carbon of Hevel. None of this existed. And Bilam did it, etc., etc. Says the Rambam can't be right. It can't be that a mitzvah that's so pervasive, that's so important to Avodas Hashem, exists only to help us uproot Avodah Zarah. When the Torah makes clear, says the Rambam, that it, God loves karbanos. So then what is it? We'll just finish the attack. He says, V'chalila shelo yihyeh bohem shum to'elet v'ratzon, rak sholelut lavorat gilulim midat hashotim. Inconceivable, says the Ramban, that there's no benefit to karbanos other than showing over the avodah zarah that they're wrong. V'yoter ra'u lishmo hatam shomrim. It's not clear who the Omrim are. It could be the Ibn Ezra. It could be others. Ki ba'avur. So what is the reason? Here's the Ramban saying. Ki ba'avur shema'asei b'nei Adam nigmarim b'machshava u'bedibur u'bema'aseh. He says everything that human beings do are associated with machshava. There's a thought to do the sin. There's a dibur. There's the speech. And there's the action. Tziva Hashem ki ka'asher yecheta v'yavi karban. So when somebody sins, right? Now you could ask, this is only karbanos chova. What about karbanos nedava? We'll get there. But he says, when somebody sins and he brings a karban, yismoch yadav alav kineged ha'maaseh. He has to rest his hands on the animal. That's kineged the maaseh. You did something wrong. V'yitvadeh b'fiv kineged ha'dibur, and he'll admit his sin out loud with his mouth. That's going to fix sins that are b'dibur. V'yisrof ba'esh hakerav ha'klayot, and you're going to burn in the fire on the mizbeach the innards and the kidneys, shehem kli ha'machshava v'hatava. That's the source of thought. That's the source of desire. Va'akra'ayim, the legs or the hands, kineged yadav raglav shel adam, ho sim kol melachto. Right? The legs are kineged our hands, which do the sins. V'yizrok hadam al hamizbech kineged damo b'nafsho, and you spill the blood on the mizbeach. Right, that's the idea of damo b'nafsho. Kidei sheyachshov adam ba'asoto kol eila, ki chata leilokav b'gufo uv'nafsho. It brings a person to look at the animal literally. The Ramban, in a separate essay in Torah Seshan Tamima, makes this point. You're supposed to see the animal as being in your place. You're supposed to look at your actions and your words and your thought as you bring the karban and say to yourself, it's supposed to be me on the Mizbeach, but God has allowed me to bring a karban. V'ra'uylo sheyishpoch damo v'yisrof gufo. The blood I see of the animal should have been my blood. The animal being burned on Mizbeach, that should be me. Lulei chesed habore shelakach mimenu timura, were it not for the grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who willingly accepted an exchange for me, v'chiper hakarban hazeh shehe damo tachat damo, and he allowed the animal's blood to take the place of my blood, and nefesh tachas nefesh, and the animal's soul to take the place of my soul. V'rashay evrei hakarban kineged rashay evarav. Right, and the parts of the animal to take the place of my parts. V'hamanot lahachayot bohen morei ha-Torah shitpalu alav. And the portion that we give to the Kohanim and the Levim of certain karbanos, that's a gift to the teachers of Torah who will then daven for us. Okay, so all of those apply to karbanos chova for sure. Maybe they apply to karbanos nedava. What about karbanos tzibur? Says the Ramban. V'karban ha-tamid, right? The daily karban that we all bring. There's no way the people are not going to sin. Of course they will. Sometimes more chamor, sometimes less chamor. But the entirety of Klal Yisrael, you would assume every day somebody somewhere does a sin. V'eile dvarim mitkablim Moshchim Halev Kidivre Agada, says the Ramban. Unlike the Rambam, this idea makes sense. It speaks to me. It's Moshchim et Halev Kidivre Agada. Now I want to make clear, I think Moshchim et Halev Kidivre Agada means it's a beautiful idea. Is this really, really, really what the Ramban thinks of Karbanos? Up to a point, I think it's true. Then the Ramban's going to start Al Derech HaEmet on Kabbalistic ideas. So I don't know that this is the entirety for the Ramban. But this is the headquarters in the Torah for the famous Machlokas Rambam, that Karbanot are Lahotzi Milibam Shel Obdei Avodah Zarah, right? Doing the opposite of what they do. They pray to animals. We sacrifice animals to make the point that they're wrong. The Ramban is completely offended by that idea, that the idea of Karbanot is simply, you know, to counteract Avodah Zarah. The Ramban thinks the idea of Karbanot is that Karban takes my place, and that the smichas hayadayim is to remind me of the sins that I've done with my hands, and that the vidui is to remind me of sins that I've done with my mouth, and the blood and the net, all these things are to take my place, and to make it clear that when I look at the animal on Mizbeach, I should be thinking to myself, that's me, that should be me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his great rachamim, allowed me to bring a Karban in place of what otherwise should have been me. Okay, that's the point of Karbanot. We have a few minutes, so let's go to the Ramban on Kiteitse, the Ramban on Parshas Zachar, which we're going to read this Shabbat. There's an introduction to the piece. It's the very last Ramban in Parshas Kiteitse, and I'll pick up maybe a third of the way through the Ramban, maybe more. V'hanachon be'enai, says the Ramban, what I think is true about Parsha Zachar. Shehu lomar, shelo tishkach ma she'asa lanu Amalek, ad she'nimche et shemo mitachat hashamay. So the first thing is pretty straightforward, right? Amalek is evil. Amalek is bad. Amalek didn't attack us for any reason. These are Rambans we've seen in other parashiyot. They didn't have any land. They were nomads. But they were the first, Reshit Goyim Amalek, they were the first to attack us, and we hate them for it. We have to wipe them out. And then an interesting line, Unisaper ze levaneinu ulidorotenu. We have to tell this not just to ourselves, but to our children and to our descendants. Lomai lohem kein asa lanu harasha. This is what the evil, hateful people did to us. V'lachei nitztavinu limchot et shemo. And therefore, we have to wipe him out. It's almost like the Ramban thinks, just like at the Seder, we have a mitzvah to tell our children, our grandchildren, and our families the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim. It's almost like we have to sit around at the Shabbos table on Shabbos and Parshas Zachar and talk about the evil. Now, it's much easier this year because the evil that was represented by Amalek is the evil that's represented by Hamas. And the events of October 7th are not anything I have to expand on. But the idea that there is evil in the world, and that some recognizing that there's evil in the world, and that the only way to get rid of it is to wipe it out completely, will remind us of why we're fighting. And this year more than ever, I think, you know, at this point, months into the war, maybe we need a reminder. Maybe it's already time that people have forgotten what happened on October 7th, and says the Ramban, that's what happens. You have to sit down with your family and you have to explain to them why it is that we must fight evil. Not that we have, not that we can, but that we must. And if we don't, that evil will remain and it will be something we'll have to deal with for generations. That's the first point in the Ramban. But then comes a bigger point. He says, V'chein b'ma'asem Miriam. Right? The Ramban thinks there are six mitzvos that we have to remember all the time. One of them is Ma'ase Miriam, which we understand to mean Miriam speaking Lashon Hara about her brother Moshe Rabbeinu. Nitztavinu lahodia levaneinu ulesaper bo ledorot. Right, we have to tell our children about that, and we have to speak about it all the time. Va'af al pi shehaya ro'ui gam lahastiro shelo ledaber bignutan shel tzadikim. Right, but Miriam was a tzadikas. Why do we want to speak Lashon Hara about it? Why do we want to talk about it? Aval tziva hakatuv lahodio ulegaloto kidei shetehe azharat Lashon Hara suma b'fihem. He says, Avodah Zarah is so common, we have to try to wipe it out. And if that involves telling over a bad story about Miriam, so it is. Mipnei shehu chet gadol v'goreim ra'og rabot. Avodah Zarah is a terrible sin and it causes horrible evil. Uvnei adam nichshalim bo tamid, kemo she'amru v'hakol ba'avak lashon hara. You can always assume that somebody spoke a form of, a cousin of Avodah Zarah. Says the Ramban, when we have a choice between showing incredible respect for Miriam and speaking about her sin so that we can wipe out Avodah Zarah, we have to do so. Right? And this, I think, reflects the Ramban's idea. Was Miriam a tzadekes? Absolutely. Is she somebody who's a role model for us? Absolutely. Like Avraham, like Sarah. But they weren't Malachim. And from time to time, they made a mistake. And the Ramban thinks we, the readers of Tanakh, the Jews who follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are sophisticated enough to see both things. Who wouldn't love Miriam? But at the same time, to recognize that Miriam made a mistake. And that mistake is called Lashon Hara. And the more we remind ourselves of that, the more we'll remember to avoid speaking Lashon Hara, right? The idea that you could have somebody great who also sinned is acceptable to the Ramban. The Ramban thinks that those people exist in the Torah, right? Not everybody is God. And we can have incredible respect for them while at the same time recognizing their flaws. It reminds me, somebody once wrote a book about how if Charedim had to describe, you know, Sefer Bereishis into Shmos, there would be, I don't know, the brothers had some machlokis in Torah or something, and then they landed up in Mitzrayim, right? There's a lot of Lashon Hara, so to speak, in the story of going down to Mitzrayim and Yosef and his brothers, and it's cringeworthy. But the Ramban would say that's what the Torah is. The Torah is an honest Sefer that tells you about the great things that people did, and also sometimes includes their mistakes. And their mistakes can turn into a mitzvah saseh. You have to remember what Miriam did. Why? Because it'll stop us. It'll help us to fight Avodah Zarah. Just like remembering what Amalek did will help us to remember that there is pure evil in the world. It's not dominant, not at all times, but there's evil in the world. And if we can recognize there's evil in the world, we'll understand why we're commanded to wipe it out. Yashkach to everybody. Have a great, great Parsha Zachar and a lovely, wonderful, enjoyable Purim. And see you next week. Shabbat Shalom.